Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Greg Croto and Jose Pizzini from the Lowell-based violence prevention nonprofit UTEC were in Washington recently, meeting with President Joe Biden, among others, as he launched a new office aimed at reducing record-high gun deaths in the United States. I'm Tiziana Deering. You're listening to Radio Boston, and they are both here in Studio 2 with us now. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
And Jose, welcome to you.
Thank you.
What was it like to meet President Biden?
It was great. It was an opportunity that I actually did. Like, I didn't really think it was, like, something that it would happen, like, to me especially. It was amazing. It was just great.
And, Greg, why were you there? Why does President Biden reach out to UTEC and Lowell and say, come to the White House when I'm going to talk about guns, gun violence, and gun policy?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were on it, and I would hope it was because of all the work our young adults and staff have been doing for nearly 25 years now. And, you know, we're doing the work, obviously, locally. We do a lot of work in policy statewide. And now we're doing some work nationally as well.
Around youth violence prevention,
exactly.
Around helping young people make better choices and build for the future.
Exactly. And we're seeing things that are working, right? And so Jose, you know, has been a young adult participant in our program for a few years and now is back as a staff and a street worker and doing the work on the streets. And in Lowell, we're seeing that. We've been seeing the decrease in crime over a number of years, and in Lawrence and Haverhill doing that work as well. And so our hope is that the messaging, right, that individuals with lived experience need to be centered in addressing the problem, hopefully is one of the reasons why we're invited down.
So I have lots of questions, but let's just start. Jose, you had a one-on-one moment with the president. What did you say to him?
I introduced myself to him, and I explained to him where I was coming from and the things I was doing, who I was working. I had an opportunity, like, while I was shaking his hand, I knew I had to take that and show him why I was there. I just wanted for him to see that we're there with street workers, and I wanted to show him why I was there.
And why were you there?
I was there because, like Greg said, I was a former young adult. I saw everything. I've been through it. I was there because I'm looking for a change as well. Gun prevention is one of the biggest things that we need right now. Like, it's just I'm showing my support because I know where I came from. I know where I've developed. I came up in the streets as well. I've seen a lot of things. So I think it's my turn to give back to the community.
And you think it's important that at the national level, we pass some gun violence prevention laws?
Definitely. I think it's not just small communities. It's nationwide.
And Greg, what do you think the president's team thought they could learn from UTEC and UTEC's work? And we're going to get to the state level
sure.
in a minute, because I want listeners to understand. You talked about UTEC being at the policy level. UTEC's been around for several decades now. You are active in the gun legislation that's going back and forth at the State House. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But why do you think UTEC caught the eye of the White House, and what kinds of policy measures were they learning from you or wanted you representing on,
sure.
you know, on that day?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, so I was my job while we were there was to be Jose's bodyguard. And so I made sure to block off a few folks, make sure Jose had some extra time with the president. And
well
I remember,
done, Greg.
Thank you. That was my number one responsibility. And I remember the conversation with the president. The president acknowledged Jose's role, right? Gave him a fifth bump to the chest and said, keep it up. And he reminded Jose that not everything is just about mass shootings, right? This is happening every day in communities that look like Jose. And I think a big part of what we're excited about in Massachusetts and hopefully nationally is the recognition. Now it's being called, you know, we've been doing street work. Sometimes you hear it as violence interrupters, sometimes credible messengers. Now, federally, there's a huge investment around community violence intervention through the Department of Justice, who just was actually at UTEC last week to announce this nationally. And I would hope that they see what's happening in Massachusetts and organizations like UTEC that are really centering, saying individuals with lived experience who may connect with individuals on the street in a way like no one else can partner up with law enforcement, and that's where we can really make advances in public safety. And we're seeing it federally with the investments, and I hope that that's one of the reasons as well.
So we're here in Studio 2 on Radio Boston right now with Greg Croteau and Jose Pizzini. They're both of the Lowell-based organization, UTEC. They were at the White House recently as President Biden launched a new office aimed at reducing gun deaths in the United States. So, Jose, I'll turn back to you, because one of the things that is fascinating about this, right, is we are talking about a whole country, and we're talking about one block at a time in Lowell at the same time. So now take me all the way down to one block in Lowell. And when you were a kid, because you used to be a kid in UTEC programs, what was the outreach UTEC did to you? What did UTEC say to you that made you say, yeah, I'm going to become a part of this program?
Well, I've been in and out of different programs. When one of my friends told me, he was a street worker, he did the outreach, he did his job, he got to me, he showed me around, he showed me UTEC, he showed me what UTEC was all about. So I entered that program, UTEC did an amazing job. They showed me, they helped me out with so many things that I wasn't being able to help myself with in the streets.
What was the first activity you did with UTEC?
It was mattress recycling.
So you got involved in the mattress recycling program. And then what else did you do when you were a kid at UTEC?
I also did culinary, and I did a cafe program, which I stayed through the whole time.
And so, Greg, these were a series of businesses that UTEC has that helps young people learn job skills, become employed, pro-social behavior, et cetera.
Exactly, yeah. And Jose, I remember Jose having worked, had been involved in as a program participant for a few years, walked into my office and very seriously said, I want to be a street worker. And that's, you know, as someone who started as a street worker, it's one of the greatest compliments our team can have, right? Is they see that and they see what the mentors mean to them and now want to pass that along.
Why did you walk into Greg's office and say, of everything I can be now that I've come through the program, I want to be a street worker?
Because the work that the street workers were doing was, they were doing their work and they were doing their job, and I was seeing everything they were doing, and it was great.
So how do we get from here to guns? What do you learn from that, Jose, that makes, let me ask you a better question. So what do you want to see the state do about guns, Jose?
Well, not just the state. I see it as, it's, like I said, it's nationwide. The state, I don't think the state by itself could do anything, but I would just like to see more reduction on guns.
Fewer guns.
Yeah, I would like to see stronger background checks, so people to go through mental health programs, so anything that they could make it more difficult or harder for them to, easier for them to know that they're able to carry a gun.
Okay, so we stipulated then, Greg Croteau, that there's all of this other intervention work around jobs and education and self-esteem. Guns are just a piece of it.
Correct.
And stipulating that we are not today having the conversation among the people who don't want these measures in gun bills in Massachusetts.
Correct.
What's most important to UTEC, from UTEC's perspective, to see happen if a gun bill does get passed in Massachusetts, especially since the Supreme Court rolled back some of what was Massachusetts' most tough gun laws?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, from our lens, it's a combination of things, right? And there are pieces of the gun bill we'd love to see happen. Ghost guns, right? Something that obviously now is something that needs to be addressed, not just in Massachusetts, but federally. But I think Massachusetts, as it has been doing for a number of times, I mean, we talk to folks nationally at the Gifford Center. They are raising up Massachusetts all the time as a leader in investing in prevention and intervention. So our hope is we can move on this bill and make sure we are addressing certain things, like Jose said as well, and ghost guns, and simultaneously continue to invest in community-based interventions, because it has to happen all together. And for us, I think that's, you know, when we went down to D.C., I put on a shirt that I hadn't used and I hadn't worn in 17 years. And it came from our very first peace rally back in 2006. And the reason I wore it was because I wanted some way for us to bring UTEC. We couldn't bring the UTEC van down there, but how do we bring that spirit? And that shirt was designed by young adults in 2006 when we had 14 homicides in the city of Lowell, which was the high. And on the front, it said, "Stop killing." And on the back, it said, "Start talking." And it was the first peace event we had. And not to say that there's one thing you can point to, but because of all the partnerships in Lowell and in the state, USNAN saw 2 years with no homicides. And that's what we want to keep the attention on. Things are working with individuals like Jose, who are part of the solution.
All right. Greg Croteau, Jose Pizzini of UTEC. Congratulations on being at the White House, and thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.